Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to day one of Never Lose Hope. Today's devotion title is The God of Hope. There is always hope because God is the God of hope. Our text today is Romans chapter 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. We have a Bible full of hope, which describes our Father as the God of hope. Lee Strobel details the scriptural concept of hope in Scripture with these words. The Bible is a book brimming with hope. All told, there are 97 uses of the word hope in the Old Testament and another 83 in the New Testament. The theme of hope is woven throughout Scripture. God offers hope so powerful that it can transform a person's life and rewrite a person's future. Biblical hope is not the same concept of hope that our culture uses. When our society uses the term hope, it usually falls under the categories of wishful thinking or positive outcomes. The first refers to positive thinking in an attempt to wish something into existence. Hope means if they stay positive, maybe what they are hoping for will happen. But we all know that while positive thinking impacts attitude, it doesn't have the power to change the outcome. The second worldly category of hope is dreaming of something while trying to work to make that dream happen. However, just because you earnestly believe in a dream does not guarantee that it will ever become a reality. In contrast, Lee Strobel provides this great definition of biblical hope. Biblical hope is the confident expectation that God is willing and able to fulfill the promises He has made to those who trust in Him. So, while people speak of hope as something they do, Scripture defines hope as something believers can have. Christians can have real hope through a relationship with the God of hope. These truths about biblical hope can be discovered through Paul's writing to the church in Rome. After speaking in chapter 14 about issues that divide strong and weak Christians, Paul writes about what should unite them in 15 verses 1 through 12. Then in verse 13, he gives this summary statement as a blessing. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. This statement connects Paul's next section, where the apostle shows how God always planned to extend his message to the Gentile nations. Thus, Paul's words in Romans 15:13 provide a powerful link between the discussion on Christian relationships and God's desire to bring all nations to faith in Christ. So, the God of hope is the only one who can lead you to abound in hope. The God of hope, through the faith of the believer and the power of the Holy Spirit, can unite all believers with joy and peace. Paul describes God as the source of all hope, and James Montgomery Boyce's commentary unpacks this idea further. Without God, our condition is thoroughly, unmistakably, and unalterably hopeless. We are indeed without hope and without God in the world. Ephesians 2:12. However, as soon as we bring God into the picture, the situation is reversed. Now we have hope through the work of Jesus Christ, because God Himself is our hope and has given hope to us. Nothing or no one else can do that. If you put your hope in other people, they will let you down. If you trust your stocks or bank accounts, you will find that they can disappear overnight. Health will fail, houses can burn, jobs can be lost, even great nations enter periods of economic and moral decline. But the one who has his or her hope in the Lord and trusts God as He has revealed Himself in Jesus Christ can stand firm in anything. Edward Mote expressed it in one of our best-known hymns. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Believers can abound in hope through a personal relationship with God, who is the fountain from which all hope flows and flourishes. Questions for you to consider today. How does biblical hope differ from the world's concept of hope? Why is a believer's ultimate source of hope also his greatest reason for hope? How does abounding in hope lead to Christian unity? And finally, if you were honest with yourself, would you say that you are currently abounding in hope or lacking in hope? Why do you think this? Thank you for listening to Never Lose Hope. Have a great day.